Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, it's no surprise to most people that Apple releases new versions of iOS in September alongside the launch of its latest iPhones. So this year, that means iOS 18 will launch in September alongside the iPhone 16. But when it comes to macOS, Apple typically holds back major updates for October. According to a new report this week, however, it seems that Apple might release macOS Sequoia alongside iOS 18 in September. One of the reasons for this change in strategy would be to promote cross-platform features, such as iPhone mirroring, which lets users control their iPhone screen through their Mac. iPhone mirroring requires not only iOS 18, but also macOS Sequoia, so if Apple only released iOS 18 in September, people wouldn't be able to take advantage of this feature until Sequoia was released in October. macOS Sequoia also includes the new Passwords app, which synchronizes with data from the same app on iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and VisionOS 2. So with all of those cross-platform features in mind, it makes sense that Apple would finally unify its software release schedule and release iOS 18 and macOS Sequoia at the same time, which is what this report says will happen. Regardless, we will know more for sure on September 9th when Apple holds its Glow Time special event. In other news today, Apple has announced a major change to its executive team. The company says its current CFO, or Chief Financial Officer, Luca Maestri, will transition out of his role at the end of 2024. Luca Maestri has been a fixture in Apple's CFO role for the past decade, starting the position in 2014. Kevin Parekh will take over from Maestri and become Apple's CFO effective January 1st, 2025. He has been at Apple for the last 11 years and currently leads financial planning and analysis, among a handful of other financial-related tasks. Maestri, however, will stay on at Apple and continue to lead corporate services, including information systems and technology, information security, and real estate and development. Maestri will report directly to Apple CEO Tim Cook and help ease the transition from one CFO to the next. Apple says that this change was part of a planned succession and is not a sudden or surprising change. Again, the transition will take place starting on January 1st, 2025. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for the Mac, iPad, and iPhone. I write all of my 9 to 5 Mac articles and notes in Ulysses, and I couldn't imagine life without it. It offers a distraction-free writing environment and lets you focus on your text. You can also edit your writing anytime and anywhere, with iCloud syncing there to keep everything in check across your devices. Ulysses also lets you publish your text conveniently to various blogging platforms, complete with images, tags, excerpts, and more, including WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and Micro.blog. So hit the link in the show notes to get started with Ulysses today for free. My thanks to Ulysses for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple has confirmed its special event for September 9th, where we expect the iPhone 16, Apple Watch Series 10, and new AirPods 4. But now it seems like Apple may also have plans to announce an updated version of the iPad mini. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, many Apple stores are running out of stock of the current iPad mini 6, and the product is considered constrained by the company, which could hint at a new model coming soon. The iPad mini 6 was introduced in September of 2021, so it's overdue for an update. At the time, Apple introduced an all-new design with smaller bezels and a larger 8.3-inch LCD screen. The redesign ditched the home button in favor of a Touch ID power button. It's powered by the A15 Bionic chip, which is the same chip used in the iPhone 13, and it has just 4 GB of RAM. Because of this, the current iPad mini 6 won't have support for the Apple Intelligence features coming this fall with iPadOS 18.1. Rumors about the iPad mini 7 suggest that the device won't get a major update. Instead, the design will remain the same, but Apple will adopt a new LCD panel to fix the jelly scrolling problems that have affected display performance. When it comes to connectivity, the new iPad mini is also expected to feature support for Wi-Fi 6E and Bluetooth 5.3, and it could offer some upgraded camera improvements for the front-facing camera and rear-facing camera, but perhaps most notably, again, is the performance change. The current expectation is that the new iPad mini will be powered by the A17 and feature at least 8 gigabytes of RAM, which would make it compatible with the Apple Intelligence features coming with iPadOS 18. But even though the iPad Mini 6 is considered constrained inside Apple, and you might have trouble finding one to buy right now, it's not necessarily a surefire bet that the new model is coming in September. Apple is also rumored to be holding a special event in October to introduce new M4-powered Macs, so Apple could wait until then to announce a new iPad Mini. Ultimately, we'll have to wait until next month to find out for sure, but there are certainly a lot of iPad Mini diehard fans waiting for an update. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join, follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.